Kathleen, tell me about working with the exorcism team. What do you do?
Well, I don't work with them during exorcisms. They've been helping me with the problem that we have here at the ranch.
What's the problem?
We're in over an opening, literally, to hell.
Now, you got to explain that.
Well, there's a physical, apparently, according to these exorcists, and they've worked with Father Martin for years.
Sure.
There's a real problem here. And a lot of strange things happen here. It's a very creepy place to live.
Well, don't keep me in the dark. What's going on?
Well, my daughter, for instance, would go out and tend to the horses or go into the barn, and one day she was absolutely picked up and thrown across into a stall, banged her nose and her head. It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a colt that stayed in the barn, and over the course of time, he started to change. His head would almost change shape, and my daughter was in the barn one night where there weren't any lights in there, and his eyes literally glowed red.
Oh, you know what? That's not a good sign.
It wasn't a good sign.
No,
and
not red.
So we decided to sell him, but whatever was in him wouldn't let him leave, and he took himself out on a trailer being loaded out of here. He would not go, and he subsequently died. We had to put him down from his injuries, but that was a scary thing. The dogs are chased. You can watch them during the day. They'll be out running in the yard, and all of a sudden something's chasing them. You can't see what it is, but they start screaming, literally screaming.
Where do you think the physical location for this is, or is it the whole farm?
I think it's I think the area is a couple to 3 miles long and wide, and that it's not just this particular ranch, but in the area. We live in an area with a lot of dinosaur bones and relics. And
are you still finding those around?
A lot of people are, yeah.
Oh, that's neat. That part's neat.
It's neat, but then when you consider, you know, why animals went to a particular area to die, it's not a good area. And there was a guy that was, he was hanged out here, I guess, several years ago, you know, probably the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And I don't think his spirit is at rest. And from what the exorcists are saying, that they want to attempt it. One wants to come out and try an exorcism of the whole property, and another one is advising against it. He wouldn't even visit the place.
He's that petrified?
No, he knows that he'd be killed. It's that dangerous. It's a very dangerous situation.
Well, do you own this place or rent it?
No, I'm renting. And it's something else.
When's the lease up? Get out of there.
Well, it's not that easy. Trying to find a home for horses and stuff, but we're trying. But you know, we're trying to do the best we can.
So this didn't follow you. It was already there.
It was there, and we didn't know it. We didn't feel right when we were here. We had kind of a creepy feeling, and it just wasn't something that we were comfortable with. But, you know, I didn't really realize until I started working on the final warning. Things started happening around the house. You know, lights would come crashing down. The power would go out. Computers were taken out. We just thought, oh, you know, electrical anomalies. But
well, if you lived on the East Coast or the Northeast part,
you'd be right.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, I started doing radio shows, and whole city grids would go out for stations. And
now, that's weird.
And the lights would go out here at the house at the same time, and it's like, oh, boy, this is crazy.
It's almost as if somebody doesn't want you to get your message out.
It seems that way. I know that most of my books I've had to write flat on my back because there's...
You don't think that this power blackout had anything to do with you going on this show today?
No. You don't think, do you?
That's a good question.
I don't know.